Most people have heard of Chuck Yeager, but most people have not heard of his good friend, Jackie, a pilot who set more aviation records than any other aviator. Jackie's story and how it affected our world is this edition of the American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is collecting donations to support grants for FFA chapters nationwide, and you can help. Donations can be made in-store or online with a purchase, and will fund the National Grants for Growing Program, which supports hundreds of agricultural projects nationwide, like school gardens and beekeeping stations. Donations will be accepted until February 24th, so head to your nearest Tractor Supply store or visit TractorSupply.com to donate today. Since the program's start in 2016, Grants for Growing has raised more than $2.2 million for the National FFA organization. Help us raise these numbers by donating today. This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Most people have heard of Chuck Yeager, but what about Jackie Cochran?
She was the first woman to break the sound barrier, and she actually did it at Indio only a couple weeks after Chuck Yeager, and they were friends, actually.
Allison Frederick at Coachella Valley History Museum says Cochran was ahead of women and most male aviators of her time, even impacting World War II.
She set a lot of records. She was the first woman to fly to Japan. She was a woman that set up her own organization that was in conjunction with the Air Force during World War II, called the WASPs, which was the Women Aviator Service Pilots.
The WASP piloted planes that brought supplies to training grounds, a role that truly did help the cause overseas.
That really ended up being important because they needed the pilots over in Europe. It was important that she started it.
Cochran is in several Aviator Hall of Fames. In the late 1930s, her speed and altitude records topped the charts for both women and men. Despite her achievements and her importance in the war effort, there was one area of her life for which it took many years to receive recognition.
Unfortunately, the government didn't want to give her her veteran status, and it took her a couple decades to actually get it.
When Cochran passed in 1980, it was noted that she held more distance and speed records for aircraft than any pilot in history. She was the first woman to take off and land on an aircraft carrier, plus many important feats for aviators of her day. The local airport in Thermal was renamed after her death. Jacqueline Cochran Regional Airport, a tribute to the heroic aviator. Traveling the countryside in Indio, California, I'm Andrew McRae.